B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic. Big Green giveaway.
Oh, time to give away some cash. Hopefully we do. Keyword, 5K a day Big Green giveaway. The keyword is now, as in now. You enter the keyword now on the Fanatic app or 97.5fanatic.com. You have to do it by 4:15 p.m. That means you got 11 minutes to do it. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You win $1,000. Everyone that enters will be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize at the end of the contest in February. Complete contest rules are available. 975fanatic.com. Brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer. Once again, the keyword is now on the Fanatic app or 975fanatic.com. Got to do it by 4:15. 4 o'clock hour, Mike Missanelli show. Kind of show about nothing today. It basically is, but we're having fun doing it. It's brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. We're talking to Mark Zumoff, NBC Sports Philadelphia play-by-play announcer for the 76ers game at 5 o'clock. He won't be on his own TV.
I know. He
won't be on his own TV station.
I know. It wasn't the first choice on time, but he's actually making the trip out to Denver today.
Okay.
And that was why we had to work around his travel schedule.
Okay, we got it. All right, so now it's the time where I got it's the segment of the show called The Adventures of Mike's Late Night TV Viewing.
All right. We got to get
it. Because that's basically what I do.
All right, we'll get a sounder for that.
We should.
I go to bed. I prop up the adjustable base.
Uh-huh.
I get in TV position.
Yeah.
And I light up the TV, see what's on. I scroll. Now, I haven't seen Pulp Fiction in a long time. And that's one of my top five movies of all time.
It was on?
I haven't looked in on it in a really long time. So let me look it up. Bang. I get it right at the point where Butch has just saved Marcellus from Zed and Maynard. Now, Tyrone, when Butch says, "Are we good?" and he says, "Yes," that nobody has to know about this, and he says, "This is between me, you, and what does he call Zed?"
Oh, wait, no, I can't say that on the radio.
You can. This is like ingrained in my head here.
And
this between me, you, and
just something. I don't know exactly the words.
All right, here it is. "And Mr. Sure to be living the rest of his short ass life in agonizing pain. Rapist here."
Yeah, I knew rapist part. It was all of that. Yeah.
What a scene, man.
That's a crazy scene. Did you know that a dozen actors turned it down before Ving Rhames said yes?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's such a great part, man. That Marcellus Wallace part is a great part.
That scene made people, and that's actually an issue in the black community. I'll say it. I don't want, it's me saying it.
Yeah.
Where vulnerability in that way, the thinking would be that would, people would think it was real. And people weren't willing to act that part. And a lot of big name people liked the part and said, "Well, will you let me do it but that part?" And they said no. And Ving Rhames, and it made him a star because he was willing to do it.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, that part is such a small part of how great that part was.
I agree. The part had a lot of teeth in it. He was able to do a lot of things. Yeah. He's the boss.
He's the boss. I like when they're at the light.
He's just walking.
But Bruce Willis thinks he's home free. And he's stopping at a red light. And here comes Marcellus walking across the street with some coffee.
What are the odds of that?
Oh,
and then he just guns it.
It's so good. Matt Pensalk, and you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Matt.
Boy.
What's up, Matt?
What's going on, boss man?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man. I was hoping to get Miami, Villas.
I can stay in the same state if you want.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that.
All right.
But, yeah, my uncle's on the Wall of Fame there.
Where, Miami?
Yeah. Talk about heartbreak. I was on the in 1988 for Catholic versus convicts.
Uh-huh.
I was at that game on the sideline.
You know what game was I was at? 1986, Penn State beat Miami. Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it was so impactful on me, I wrote a book.
That's
If you're a Miami fan, you should be reading it.
No, well, that's before my uncle went there. He was He was out of there in 89.
Okay. What's your uncle's name?
Greg Mark.
He was a lineman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got
All American.
Yep. Local guy. Yep.
Yes, okay. Sir. Mm-hmm. And then I actually graduated with Tyrone.
Where?
In Pensauken.
Get out. You went to Pensauken High?
Yep. I think it was. I graduated in 98. Is that what I think?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
You guys in the same class?
Yeah.
Did you know he's going to be a big star?
Not back then.
Look at him now.
He
walks down the street now. He throws coins at people.
He was in the smart classes. I was in the smart classes.
I believe it.
My uncle was recruiting a friend of ours that went to Miami.
I got you.
And then we suffered heartbreak. I was on the sidelines of Miami versus Ohio State.
Yeah, I hate to go down and regale the Miami disappointments. So what's your sixth point?
God. Well, I'm just saying the blown call.
I've got absolutely no sympathy for Miami. Go ahead with your sixth point.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, the Sixers, I think, number one, Markelle Fultz, shoulder surgery, shoulder whatever,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Really it's a psychiatrist visit.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes.
Well, you don't know. That's you can't make that statement.
No. But Ben Simmons could be like a Magic Johnson type.
Yep.
You got Joel Embiid who could play say like a Kareem.
Yeah.
Now obviously they're not as good, And then you got Jimmy Butler to play the James Worthy role. And they just need some kind of chemistry.
And yeah, they'll get the chemistry, and they'll get some people off the bench. Unfortunately, that call was going too long since we took a walk down Miami memory lane for a minute and a half.
I wonder what his last name is, that Mike. I was just calling. I went to high school.
Well, you were in a smart class. He said he wasn't. So maybe you didn't know him.
No. We definitely weren't friends, but I probably know of him. Howard Clark, who was the best football player from that class, ended up going to Miami, won a national title, and he was down watching him when they lost Ohio State for the second. That's why.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Matt in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
So I want to talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame and about Doc Holliday. When I was younger, I felt like the first ballot Hall of Fame was like this, sacred kind of thing. And I'm not saying that Doc wasn't a great player in his day. I wasn't sure he really had the longevity to be that first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, if you look at his numbers, they're very, very similar to Curt Schilling's. I know Curt Schilling didn't win at Cy Young's, but my question is, was the fact that Doc passed away...
did it have an influence? It's a fair question, and I'd say yes, it probably did. But here, I'll give you a 10-year... Because what they look at is dominating an era. So if you take a 10-year era of Roy Halladay, he was first in wins, first in win percentage, first in complete games by 30, first in shutouts, first in walk to strikeout ratio, second in ERA, and second in innings pitched. Now, that's pretty dominant.
I think he was a Hall of Famer. I agree. And he was kind of like an old fashioned pitcher with the complete games and what he was able to do. Do you think Schilling should be in the Hall?
Yes, I thought Schilling should be in the Hall. Unfortunately, he's tainted now because he's become too controversial.
Yeah,
and that's a shame. And like, he doesn't care about it, which is to his credit. He's going to be himself, but he turned a lot of people off with a lot of views.
Yeah, and it just bothers me, I guess, that the voters I guess, get influenced by that, because this shouldn't be about that.
Yeah, but everybody's human, you know, and nobody's a robot that's voting for this.
No, you're exactly right.
All right, man, you want to play the college game?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, ready for this? Georgetown. Georgetown.
So we got, obviously, Patrick Ewing.
Uh-huh.
Allen Iverson.
Uh-huh.
All right, who was with Patrick Ewing?
It stops right there. Is it amazing how you hit a wall?
Did Mourning go there?
Yeah, Alonzo Mourning did. All right, there you go. You kicked it. Alonzo Mourning, and so did Kenny Mutombo. But, see, the guards come up for me when I think of Georgetown.
All right.
So Reggie Williams comes up.
Yeah.
Horace Broadnax.
I don't know him.
Comes up. Charles Smith.
Yes.
Comes up. Yes. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Comes up. The kid with the bald head, Graham. Forget it was his first name. Like the Bad Boys, when Georgetown was like intimidating, this dude was ferocious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Graham, yeah. This was in the Villanova era when they beat him.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember?
No. But Otto Porter Jr.
Yeah, you go modern day Otto Porter Jr. But the modern day legacy of Georgetown is not as, like, you know, you go old school. It wasn't to go old school with Georgetown. Yeah, like the Pat era.
Yeah, it kind of ends with AI Mutombo.
Right.
Or you go Jerome Junkyard Williams.
All right, Jerome Williams is a good one. Can you name, though, the guys that Allen Iverson played with?
He played with...
I think Jerome Williams, he played Jerome Williams.
He did.
But I think
Jahidi White was on that roster.
See, this is what I'm saying. AI, there's no... I can't even think about the other guys on that team that played with AI.
Victor Page.
was
on that roster, yeah.
All right, Rich in Mount Airy. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Rich?
Hey, watching the Sixers, you know, I really enjoy the team. But I'm with you saying we don't have enough because, you know, the bench guys, I really, really don't know who they are. But I'm really trying to figure out who do you think we could possibly get. I know I was listening to someone talk about maybe Carmelo Anthony. I don't think he would really help out. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't want to. I have no desire for him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he would even help.
I need a guy coming off the bench who's at least going to defend and who can make a three. Now, his three-point range has dwindled, and he can't defend a lick. So what am I going to use him for? You know, he can probably still get you a couple buckets a game, but I need more than that.
Right, right. Yeah,
I needed Trevor Ariza. They didn't pull a trigger. They didn't get him. That's who I needed.
I'm not sure why they didn't do that.
I don't know why they passed him up either. I don't know why they didn't make more of an effort to get him.
Yeah, I think he definitely would have made an impact right away, but it is what it is.
I mean, he clicks the boxes. Now, he's not a great player at this stage of his career. He's a little older, but he can defend. He can make a three. He's a serviceable veteran player who's been around on some good teams. That's the type of player I was looking for, but I don't know who they can get now, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, I'd like to play the game.
All right, let's play the college game. Yeah. Florida!
Oh, Florida? We got Danny Werfel.
Danny Werfel. That's awesome.
The ball coach.
I had on my list too. Steve Spurrier is a good one.
And let's go with drawing a blank. It's Percy Harvin.
Percy Harvin. That's pretty good. It's not bad. That's good work by you. Now, you could have gone basketball.
Yeah, you could have gone
Joakim Noah.
You could have went Horford.
You could have gone that little guard they had. Well, Jason Williams. Jason Williams played in Florida, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, the white chocolate.
Oh, he did?
I think Jason Williams played in Florida.
Beal came up to Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal's a good one.
Went to Florida.
And then they had this little the bulldog white guard, too. Play back in that.
Yeah. I know. I forget his name.
Teddy DuPay.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Tebow. Before people start tweeting in Tebow, and Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, Tebow's. Tebow's got to be on the top three.
Tebow and Hernandez.
Danny Werfel slayed. I watched him slay Peyton in person.
Yep, they smoked Tennessee.
I was at that game.
Smoked Tennessee.
Game was in Tennessee, too.
Mm-hmm. They went in there and put a half a hundred.
That's when I saw the Mother Teresa Danish on that trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you talked about that.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich next. Rich on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Mike.
What's going on, Rich?
How you doing?
Good.
You buried me again yesterday when I got off the phone.
I did?
Yeah, Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday you were miserable, man.
Yeah. I'm happy today,
bud. All right. It's good. Wait, the sun out where you are in Shenandoah?
No, it's pouring.
All right.
But you missed the best guy from Georgetown ever.
Who's that?
Jim Schwartz.
Yeah. Yeah, very few people know that.
And just calling because they're slow. Tell Sleeping Beauty she's out of 15 today.
Oh, yeah, Sleeping Beauty's in the 15, huh? All right.
And when the contest is in Atlantic City, tell her to go over to Bridge, and I think she wins hands down.
All right.
Miss America.
We'll do that.
And how do you think that coach did last night?
What coach is that, Brett?
Billy Bob, yeah.
Brett. I thought Brett did an okay job at the end. I was
okay.
Questioning. Well, wait a minute. I was questioning why he had substitute players in there with less than five minutes to go.
Absolutely.
But they made stops. When he got the guys back on the floor, his players made plays for him defensively. And that's how they won it.
So you're going to defend them?
They won. he beat Pop last night. You kidding me?
You don't think Pop let him beat him?
Pop didn't let him beat him. Pop having DeMar DeRozan off the floor in the last possession was kind of peculiar.
I rest my case again.
I don't think he let him win, no.
Give me one of these easy calls.
All right, here we go.
So easy.
Here we go. Let me give you an easy one in a big
Give me a hard one. Give me a hard one.
Oh, you want a hard one?
Yeah.
Oh, you want a hard one? I'm going to go. I'm going to go into
Westchester or something.
No, I'm going to go Big Ten for you. Indiana.
Bobby Knight.
All right.
Steve Alford.
Okay.
Quinn Buckner.
Good. You want three basketball. Now you got to give me one football.
Oh God, I know that too.
I don't think you know it.
How long ago?
I don't think you're coming up with a football player. That's my bet.
How long ago?
It doesn't matter. It could be 40 years ago. It could be last year.
You just couldn't even get Joe Montana and Mike Mamola.
I didn't ask you about Joe Montana. I'm asking you about Indiana, Mr. Rob. Let's go.
He's a quarterback, too. I know it. Quarterback, right?
Plays for the Eagles.
Oh, my God. What number?
Oh, stop. What number? What am I, Santa Claus here? Giving out gifts?
Booney.
Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah, Booney with some bust outs.
But here it is. Randall L.
Booney got that one. That was one of them.
That's Randall L. The first football player you think of.
Absolutely. Almost won the Heisman. Calbert Chaney. He threw in there too.
Calbert Chaney's excellent.
Yeah, he had a nice little run in the NBA too. Yeah.
Ricky Callaway.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. Also, he confirms Jason Williams did go to Florida, like you said.
Yeah, white chocolate.
Yeah.
Jason Williams. All right, 610-632-0975. I really liked him, man. He was like, without regard to a turnover.
Just
go. Yeah,
and he ended up winning a title.
Like, behind his back when he didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he was crazy.
And then they Riley got him to. When he played with Miami, finally to kind of drill down, they won a title. He was the point guard when Wade and them came back on Dallas and won the title. He started, and GP came off the bench.
Yeah,
he was the point guard.
He calmed his game down by then, though. When he first came into the league, he was a wild steed,
firing up threes.
Yeah, he was crazy. All right, we're back after this quick break and more of your calls. 4:30, Mike Mussinelli Show. Time for a Twitter poll update at 4:30. The poll has not varied very much today, with the Flyers leading the way. So, Miss Natalie, what is our update right now?
We have about 500 more votes, bringing us to over 3,000 votes on this. Which team do you have the most grievances against? 10% say Eagles, 9% going Sixers, 16% say the Phillies, and still sitting at 65%, the Flyers.
Well, we're airing the grievances today. We haven't aired many Flyer grievances. Flyer fans are just beaten down, I think.
Well, the one grievance that the guy did have was against you. It wasn't really against
the
Flyers.
Because he's hurting now. I understand it.
But that could have been his time to air his grievances about the Flyers.
He aired it about me.
Yeah.
The thing I can tell him is that I put pressure on like that because I want him to be better. And so most Flyer fans have taken it in the nose for a lot of years. And Tyrone, you think that it's starting to open up now?
I really do. That's my sense because mm-hmm. Flyers fans seem to, this time they notice me watching the game sometimes out or on Twitter or something like that. And then they'll mention it, that it's starting to wear on. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember the Devils are struggling right now. I think they're looking at it as a way to get a one up on the Devils, and they can't do it because while the Devils are down, so are the Flyers. And apparently that Flyers Devils thing is bigger than I imagined.
Don't you think it would be nice to just come back with a complete fresh coat of paint? Like new uniforms?
Yes.
Different logo.
Yes.
Like different way you conduct game activities. You know, like just change the whole thing around.
Yeah, refresh it. Yes, I think it's time to do that. And that kind of stuff, people think that's not a big deal, but I think it is a big deal.
Somebody designed me a nice logo. We can change the logo. It's just a puck with a wing.
Yeah, different.
All right, it served its purpose. Now let's get a little 3D with it. We don't have that puck with a wing. Let's just get like something tangible.
I agree with you. And you got to do something to get some of the youth, some of the kids involved. Like mm-hmm. when the Phillies started getting good and they get the new ballpark, mm-hmm. the kids really latched on to that team. If you're a 10-year-old kid right now, who do you latch on to if you're a Flyers fan? You don't latch on to Giroux because you know by the time you're out of high school, he's gone. Who can they latch on to? And what can they latch on to? They can't latch on to a coach. They have nothing they can latch on to. Gritty? That's all they got is a mascot?
See, all due respect to the puck on the wing, that might have been clever like years ago and creative.
There's a way I think that
so
they
many
could.
Creative people now, like they would you think somebody would, like, okay, we want you to design a logo. They would come up today in 2019 with a puck with a wing.
Well, you can make that cool, though.
Well, I was going to say you could take the original logo and maybe try and like modernize it a little bit or something.
Right, I would take that logo and improve it. I wouldn't throw it in
the
trash
because it is classic.
No. I would.
Yeah, see, classic means nothing. You know what classic means? They haven't won a cup in 43 years. That's what classic means. Change the whole thing.
Well, listen, so you want to change the name?
You're
changing the name?
People change stuff. Things are changed now. Things evolve. Change something.
The colors do have to change.
I've been wanting to change the Phillies uniforms.
No, I was with you on that, but then they won the World Series when they didn't. Around that time, when you 05, 06 is when you were calling for it, they ended up winning the World Series.
All right. Uniforms mean nothing to me. Refreshing look. People say, what about Penn State, Mike? I'm in favor of changing the Penn State uniforms.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. Make them more modern. I put a number on a helmet. I put a name on a back. I put a Nittany Lion logo on a helmet.
I'm surprised by this.
See, now this is all you. So at least you're consistently progressive.
Yeah, of course he is.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Sixers, you don't need to change a thing. Sixers are fine.
I selfishly want them to go back to the 01
jerseys. I think go overboard with the changes.
Yeah, they do that because
I don't like that uniform that just has the 7-6 in the circle of stars. Like that's not not dynamic.
The street.
Yeah, it's not dynamic enough for me.
I like that.
Yeah,
I do.
See, but that's the NBA being smart, and they keep refreshing because they want the fan base to keep buying the new jerseys whenever they come out.
Right.
And hockey doesn't do that.
Change something like that. It gives the fan base new energy.
No, and the Flyers could use some new energy.
Yeah. Mm. All right, let's go to Nick in Briarcliff. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Nick?
Quick call. I definitely want to play the college game, and I just want to talk Eagles because I need a little convincing.
Okay.
All right, so the number one goal in sports is to win a championship, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Number one ingredient in sports to win a championship is chemistry, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Don't the Eagles have that in the
No, talent. Goals? I think talent is number one. Chemistry would be secondary to talent.
Okay. And just going by both track records, between beating playoff teams and winning in the playoffs, Foles has that over Wentz.
But not really, because Wentz hasn't had the opportunity to do it. So it's
just in regular season games. Wentz, I think, only beat like four playoff teams in three years.
That really doesn't matter. He beat teams that were in front of him. They won 11 of 13 games. That's still pretty hard to do. And he had an MVP season headed that way.
Which could have lost in the first round last year.
He also could have taken him to the Super Bowl.
And they how do you know? But they made the playoffs.
How are you making the case that Foles is better than Wentz?
I'm thinking Wentz might be the better trade piece, to be honest with you. If you can get an Antonio Brown or a Bell or some package with a Peterson and some picks, it might not be a bad thing going for the future, because the window, it's now.
Nick, why are you punishing? I ask everybody to say who does this. Why are you punishing yourself when you know it's not going to happen?
I'm just suggesting. Just three things.
No, listen, I know it, but it's not going to happen. This ship has sailed. He didn't do enough for the Eagles to consider doing that. Had he won the Super Bowl again, then they would have had a decision.
I think they're thinking more of the future, but I agree with you.
All right.
College game.
I'm in the Big 12 conference right now.
Big 12.
And I'm going to give you Kansas.
All right, Larry Brown.
Larry Brown.
Bill Self.
All right, I'll give you Bill Self. You're going the easy route.
How about Embiid?
Joel Embiid. You get it. Feeble. I gotta give you a C grade for that.
I can give you a football one off the top of my head.
Give me a football.
John Riggins.
All right, that's a good one.
That's the only guy I know to play Kansas football.
All right, you gave me two coaches. I thought you cheesed out a little bit. It's a one coach limit. So I'll give you
another basketball player.
You missed the ultimate one.
The ultimate Kansas player.
Yes.
I know it's not Jacques Vaughn who I was thinking.
Well, the ultimate Kansas player is probably Will Chamberlain. He was only there half an hour. The second ultimate. Come on, man. Danny and the Miracles.
Danny Manning.
Can't give me Larry Brown without giving me Danny Manning, right?
Yeah. I really wish he didn't hurt his knee. He could have been a real good pro. Really? But yeah,
he's a great college player.
I love Danny Manning.
Yeah, let's go, Dave in Center City. What's up, Dave?
Yo, guy, bravo to you yesterday. 15 minutes of powerful and riveting radio. What you did to Evan Lacy yesterday reminded me of what Trey Gowdy did to Hillary Clinton when he was questioning her about Benghazi. Made her life a living hell.
It was beautiful. His name was Evan Macy. Not to be confused with former Kentucky guard Kyle Macy.
Oh, remember his hair didn't move in a wind tunnel, Kyle Macy?
Yes.
Mikey Miss, you already knew the answers to the questions you gave him, and then you dropped the bomb on him at the end. Bravo to you, sir.
Well, listen, I was just trying to, I wanted the kid to justify and have good answers to why, and have a good rationale on why they decided to run it in that form. That's all I was trying to get out of him. And you know, he explained his side, I thought.
Yeah, you know, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I have some Eagles stuff I want to say for you and Brian Amar, but I just had an epiphany. Mm-hmm. Brady and Belichick have been together since 2001. That's 20 years in the league, mm-hmm. okay? The lockdown, they have the AFC on, is unbelievable. The Steelers snuck out of there for two trophies, one for the Colts, one for the Broncos, and one for the Ravens, and that is it. Mm-hmm. Am I asking too much if we could get that from Dougie Pete and Carson?
It's a long road to get where you want to go, but
no,
I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that kind of connection. I think the Belichick-Brady thing is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah, and I'm going to touch on that tomorrow when I call you and Brian. All right, the college game.
You ready to go?
Duquesne basketball. Norm Nixon, Derek Austin, and T.J. McConnell. Have a good day, guys.
Oh, you gave me what? You gave me Duquesne?
Yeah,
Derek Austin, former Sixer.
Yeah, but that's...
Norm Nixon. That's awesome.
That is, but
TJ?
No, TJ's fine. Even though he's Arizona. But he had it pre-prepared.
Yeah.
The game.
I was gonna put him on the spot with West Virginia, but we'll save that for another person. 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli's show continues right here. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
It's 4:46. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show. Just a few more minutes left on NBC Sports Philadelphia. I hope everybody enjoyed this show on TV. It's the airing of the grievances show today. And, you know, I gave you a bunch of guys to air grievances on because the Sixers won last night, so there are not many grievances. But normally we get grievances about Brett Brown. We get grievances about Ben Simmons, about Joel Embiid. Jimmy Butler supposedly is on thin ice with the organization, according to a podcast with Jackie McMullen who covers the league. She said that. There's Markel Fultz still on the bench. No word on whether he's actually going to pick up a basketball or whether he actually knows what a basketball looks like anymore. But he seems to have a good time on the bench. And then, of course, there's Carson Wentz and Mike Groh with the story that came out a couple days ago. And then there's me, and there's Tyrone, and there's Natalie. And we're all fair game for grievances.
Yes, indeed.
Right?
Even apparently 20-year-old grievances.
That's right. And so we're also having fun playing the college game. I give you a college, you give me the first three names that pop in your head, unless it's a real popular college, and then I'll ask her for five. But I'm pretty much holding it to three today. So let's start with Eric in Brookhaven here. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing today?
What's going on, Eric? How you doing?
All right. I want to talk about Ben Simmons. What you think about the turnaround jumper he made last night?
I thought it was wonderful.
Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it, Mike?
Yes, it was.
What about the I'll tell you what. He brought basketball back in my life with the passing and everything. The triple-doubles is oh my God! This man get a
he is. You know, it's really funny because I'm such a aficionado of shooting, and I hate when he doesn't shoot. But I can watch the dude play basketball for hours on end. That's how that's how entertaining he is to me.
He don't have to shoot the ball. His presence is out there.
Eventually he's going to have to shoot the ball. The numbers and the domination that he plays with is a pretty adequate substitution right now.
But you think he's going to make the All-Star team?
Yeah, I think he'll be on the roster.
All right.
Yeah.
And a number one thing I want to say to you, you know you forgot some players out of Pittsburgh when you gave the college thing.
Well, yeah, we forget all kinds of players when we do this thing.
Your three best Hall of Fame quarterbacks came out of Pittsburgh. Joe Namath, Jim Kelly, and Dan Marino.
No. We're talking about playing for the team, not the city.
Oh, Flint.
Yeah, they have to play for the university.
I want to play. You give me Florida State, and I give you every play.
I'm not going to give you Florida State, though.
Give me anyone you want to.
I'm going
to
give you St. John's.
Walter Barron.
Oh, bust out. Right out of the chute, bust out,
right
Walter.
Out of
go
Mark
ahead.
Jackson.
Mark Jackson. Go ahead.
I can't say the coach name.
You can give me the coach.
What's his name? I can't. He got that weird Italian name.
Lou Carnesecca.
There you go. The Big East, baby.
All right. It's pretty good. But you missed one.
Hold on.
Wait. What? The white man don't count?
Oh, Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin. All right. Good job, Eric. Louis the Sweater.
My guy, Felipe Lopez.
Felipe Lopez. Highly recruited player from the city.
Yeah, guy who, he's one of those guys that peaked at 18.
Yeah, he did.
Had he been able to go straight to the pros.
He did not have a good college career.
No.
Jim in Souderton. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Mike. Hey, you know what? Dave from Center City called again today. I think he used to be Dave from Lansdale, right?
No, he was always Dave from Center City.
Oh, he was? Okay. Cause I thought you still lived in Lansdale. All right, never mind, because I grew up in Lansdale, so it doesn't matter at this point. But anyway, I got a grievance, but I also want to play the college game.
All right.
And my grievance right now, honestly, is with all these people who think that Ben Simmons and the Sixers as a whole are like a dumb entity, and they don't realize, like, it takes an NBA team like 5, 6, 7 years to become a true champion contender. We're only like halfway through that 5 to 7 year stretch. I don't understand why people think we're supposed to be the best team and every player is supposed to be complete by tomorrow.
No, I agree with your point, but I think it's fair that the fan base expect them to win the East or to be close to get past Toronto. They should be good enough to do that right now. And I hear what you're saying about the championship.
That's a roster issue, not a player issue. Would you agree with that? Because I could get to the Eastern Conference Finals with Simmons and Embiid if you give me two better guys off the bench.
Yeah, well, that's all part of it. That's what they have to do right now. They, but, you know, the fact that they don't have those guys can't be ignored.
Right. Oh, I agree with you there. But I just think, like you said, I mean, I watched Ben Simmons grab the ball, three dribbles, back a guy in, easy layup, like there's no one on the court. People want to complain about this guy.
Yeah.
Like, let's give it some time. That's all.
Yeah. I got you.
But hey, I got to go real fast on you. John Bagley, you brought up, because I'm an old Big East geek like you.
Yeah.
What was unique about him? What was his number? Do you remember?
It was 00. I don't know. What was it?
The 54. Because he wore,
it was 54.
Remember his backcourt mate? You remember his backcourt mate? If you get this, I owe you a beer.
No, I don't know who it was.
Remember DeJuan Chandler?
No, I don't.
You don't remember DeJuan Chandler? I remember back in the day when they played at Chester Hill with the rubber floor.
All right, I'm going to give you a Big 12 school.
All right.
All right. So the school is Oklahoma.
Let's go with the old Afro Billy Sims.
Billy Sims out of the chute. Beautiful.
And then I'm a guy because I'm a lefty and I love him. So I go with my old school. God rest his soul. The great jazz guitarist, Wayman Tisdale.
Wayman Tisdale's pretty good.
All right. And then let's see here. We'll go with a guy who was multifaceted and failed at two sports, but he did replace a legend. And he did play here for a time being. Ryan Miner.
Ryan Miner. I have a Ryan Miner story I'll tell in the 5 o'clock hour. I told the 76ers general manager that Ryan Miner would never make it.
That's right.
It was Brad Greenberg who was the general manager. But how about you miss the guard of all guards? Mookie!
You go with Mookie Blaylock?
Mookie Blaylock! That was quite a squad they had that year.
Yeah.
Stacey King. Mookie Blaylock.
Lefty. Wasn't Stacey King a lefty?
Harvey Grant.
Yeah, that was a good team.
That was a squad.
Yeah, those guys played in the league.
They lost to Danny Manning in Kansas.
Yeah.
I covered the game. Yeah. All right, and Billy Tubbs was the coach. Remember Billy Tubbs?
Yeah.
All right. Let's say goodbye to our television. This was fun. Thanks for hanging, playing the college game. I guess we've got a whole 5 o'clock hour, or are we done now? Can we go now, or are we?
No, we got another hour.
Well, no more TV.
I know, well.
All right. TV, thanks for watching, everybody. We got the 5 o'clock hour right ahead on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.